Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Hey, everybody, it's that time again. Sports Overnight America, a different kind of show, and we'll prove it. We are heard everywhere. Sirius 217, XM 203, all the apps. I Love TuneIn, Sports Byline, Sports Map, American Forces Radio. Gals and guys, you stay healthy. Radio stations, including KSHB 1400 in Las Vegas, Nevada. Our co-host, Laura Snoke, longtime friend and attorney, Andy Barron, my cousin from back east in Connecticut, and of course, Art Source from Galaxy Sports, who kicked for USC and the LA Rams. We'll play some Barron's trivia. There is so much to talk about, but next week, $8 million per spot for the Super Bowl. Now, I don't know about you, but that sounds like a lot of money. $8 million per spot. And I think my favorite going in without seeing it would be the Ryan and Billy Crystal when Harry Met Sally routine after 30-something years of not doing a movie together. That one might be funny, but I don't know. $8 million sounds like a lot to me. On the other hand, this Sunday, when you wake up, well, if you wake up, depending on where you live, when you wake up, you can watch the Pro Bowl. Now, I don't know why you want to watch the Pro Bowl, but in case you do, it's probably worth 8 cents the first spot. I told this story many times, and it's got on true. Like at 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, my dad, who knew everybody at the Rams office, got us sometimes on the sideline. We were standing there on the for the Pro Bowl. Finally, after like 5 years, I told my mom, I don't want to hurt Dad's feelings. Please tell him I don't want to go anymore. And at that point, That game was important to the players because they weren't making a lot, and the winning team made a lot more than the losing team. So the money meant something to them. Right now, they're playing flag football and what else they have done so far this week. And the bottom line is it's a joke. The Pro Bowl, will you watch it? I want to hear from you. SportsFred at AOL.com. SportsFred at AOL.com. As far as the Rams are concerned, listen to me, Rams. You sign, you don't let him go away, Cooper Kupp. He's going to have a big season next season. And we're going to come back with more right after this.
Check, check, and check. That's the sound of me getting a jump start on my holiday list. But I can't take all the credit. Kohl's makes it too easy. I got my daughter a mini instant camera, my husband some cologne, my sister cozy slippers, and that's just the beginning. Then I got 20% off other gifts, $10 off $25 spent, and earned Kohl's cash. Thank you, Kohl's. Select styles, $10 off $25 offer ends November 11th. 20% offer ends November 23rd. Coupons do not apply to tech and Sephora at Kohl's. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The holidays are coming, and Lowe's is here to help you get ready. Right now, get up to 40% off select home decor to put the finishing touches on every room. The savings don't stop there. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an additional $75 on select cooking appliances, $899 or more. Because Lowe's knows holiday hosting. Valid through 10/16. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check your sunroof is closed first before driving through the car wash.
Whoa, 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 no, wait, whoa.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine & More, find bourbons and cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice, so many bottles to try at the lowest price. So gather with friends as you sit down to eat, grateful for all who made Thanksgiving complete.
With curbside pickup and delivery available and the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find, only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Everybody back on Sports Overnight America with my cousin Andy Barron, with good friend attorney Laura Snoke, and with the all-time greatest kicker in Rams history, Art Source, who runs Galaxy Sports back east in Pennsylvania. And we're talking this and we're talking that, and I'd love to hear from you at sportsfred@aol.com. Let's start talking about the Pro Bowl. I don't know of you three, anybody care about it one way or the other? Andy Barron, do you care about the Pro Bowl this Sunday?
You know what? I have to admit, I've never really cared about the Pro Bowl. So this year is no different than any other year.
Laura, how about you?
I've never cared about the Pro Bowl, and I don't care about it this year either. I wasn't even aware. I mean, other than seeing the commercials, I guess.
Hey, Russell Wilson cares about it, though. He got it as a 10th Pro Bowl after Burrow, Allen, Jackson, and May decided, we're out.
Hey, don't denigrate the next Raider quarterback.
There you go. Pete Carroll's waiting with bated breath.
Art, you're 127. You do remember when the Pro Bowl meant something to the players.
Hey, I was down on the sidelines.
It means nothing.
I was down on the sidelines in the Coliseum back in the early 70s. And you know, when guys were making 25, 30, 35, 40 grand a year, that's $7,500 for the NFC or the AFC. Plus, there was still a little bit of that NFC, AFC, you know, remnants from the old AFL, NFL. So it was pretty awesome. Even in Hawaii, one of my buddies, Ronnie Cass, who played at Los Alamitos High School, I had written an article this week regarding the Pro Bowl and the fact the ratings are down and it's two-hand touch flag football. And he goes, Artie, let me tell you, we had a great time in the islands because he did make one Pro Bowl. He goes, but game day? It was amazing how everybody got real serious. And that was in the 90s. So, I mean, this is something that's real new about, you know, what happened to, quote unquote, the Pro Bowl. They're doing the same thing in the NBA, though, Fred, with that All-Star game, which, you know, they're going to play whatever they're going to do. Who knows how that's going to work out?
Well, you know what?
For the last 3 or 4 weeks, I meant to ask you this, and I haven't. Wasn't there a rule at one time, either? And Andy and Laura, if you have the answer, please intercede here, come through. Wasn't there a rule at some point, either in collegiate football or the NFL, that the other players couldn't push you from behind? And I'm talking about now the push.
For 96 of 103 years. For 96 of 103 years of the NFL, you were not allowed to do that. And frankly, and I don't know what you guys think, Andy and Laura, I think they ought to go back to the old rules.
It's when become rugby, right? It's a rugby game now.
Did it formally change?
Yeah, it Absolutely did. You have guys now, actually linemen, tackles are grabbing guys from the front, which is illegal, and pulling them. And yeah, they don't even call that.
So they actually enacted a new rule to allow it? Because I've been hearing all this talk about trying to outlaw the tush push, and it doesn't seem like football to me. It just seems sort of cheating-y.
Originally, I think it emanated from the Bush push, which was USC against Notre Dame back in 2005, when Matt Leinart is trying to get in the end zone against Notre Dame, and Reggie Bush just comes up behind him and just shoves him into the end zone. And that was illegal at that time, and they let it go, and now it's gone into this thing. And let's be honest, you guys, I watched the Buffalo-Kansas City game. If Allen didn't get the first down on that call, I'm a monkey's uncle, because he was standing there over the line with the ball in his left hand, and one referee is coming across on the other side of the line, the other referee is coming across on this side of the line, and I'm thinking to myself, no way are they going to keep this from happening.
And it was absolutely a first down, just like that catch, that worthy catch, not a catch.
Thank you.
Okay, Laura, let me ask you something. Why do you think, if it's absolutely a first down, and I don't know if it was or not, although probably leaning toward yes, it was a first down, why do you think they said it wasn't?
Because Art said it was a first down, so it's a first down.
No, the real reason is 20 million Swiftie fans, who they need to get for ratings in the Super Bowl. And I'm going to tell you, I don't want to go into conspiracy theories, but I just think it has something to do with it. I've watched Kansas City now, and they're a great team, and Andy Reid's a great coach, and Mahomes is the next GOAT, but they get every call there ever is in every big call. Games.
Every call.
Cousin Andy Barron, do you agree with these two?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's, I've always been a Pats fan, and the team I've hated the most is the Jets, and my new team I hate the most is whoever's playing against the Chiefs, right? Because I don't want the Chiefs to overcome what the Patriots have done. And people said the same thing about the Patriots when it happened. I think I was kind of blind to it. Now that I'm seeing it with the Chiefs, it does seem like every call goes their way.
All right, since you are a Patriot fan, the first coach who was hired of the new guys, Mike Vrabel, I think it's a very good hire by the Patriots. Do you agree or disagree?
No, I think it's a very good hire. It's one of those things where, do you have to play for the team previously to fit in? Not necessarily. You think about like Michigan college football had like a Michigan man all the time, but like Vrabel sort of bleeds Patriots and he knows what it's like to be in New England. He knows how important that team is to the region. And he's just a great fit. And he was such a great fit on the team because, what does he have? Like, I forget what the number is, but like 7 or 13 career catches and they're all for touchdowns. Right. So he's just an interesting guy that really fits in with the Patriots. And I think I think we're seeing it's not going to be overnight success, but I think we're set up for success in the future now.
Well, you have your quarterback.
We do. We have got to get someone in from the throw to and maybe want to protect him a little bit.
Unlike Laura, whose team, the Raiders, does not have a quarterback. Laura, what do you think?
It's looking more like it's going to be Russell Wilson. I mean, that seems to be the rumors floating around, which I think would be okay. I mean, it's a kind of an interim move.
The new GM was down at the Senior Bowl, and they really have come kind of fallen in love with the kid that used to be at USC and then went to Ole Miss to play for Jackson Dart, 6'3", 220 pounds. Yeah. Really, they're amazed. They don't understand that. They don't know, but they found out this kid runs a 4.6. He can throw the ball 80 yards in the air. He's been in a pro system under Lane Kiffin, and they really feel like he's underrated. And the Raiders, they're going to need somebody to look forward to. I say you go with a Russell Wilson. You get a young guy like Jackson Dart, maybe in the first or second round. He might fall to the second round. And you groom him. Like the old days,
Artie, there's a lot of talk in Patriots country about Joe Milton going to find a new home after like one game.
He looked
pretty impressive.
Too.
He really does. And then the other question is, do we think does Minnesota, are they ready to go with J.J. McCarthy without having seen him play? Are they going to move on to him or not? Because if they move on to J.J. McCarthy, that's another free agent out there that the Raiders somebody else could grab. Yeah. You know?
Or Sammy Darnold. But, I mean, Darnold, yeah. They're looking at like $100 million over 3 years, you know, and those last two games kind of soured a lot of people. But,
sure.
You know, then again, that's the same offense that he's used to running with Pete Carroll because – you know, when he was at SC, that was basically the same offense they ran.
Yep.
Artie, Dart's not 35. Is he eligible for the NFL?
That's funny. Well, you know, he's going to have to give up that fantastic deal he has at NIL. I mean, he had one of the great deals of all time with one of those fractionalized jet companies where he could travel anywhere he wanted to travel. And they gave him money, and he took his friends and his girlfriends, went to Rome. Went all over the world on this. I mean, I'm thinking to myself, this kid's going to probably have to take a pay cut to go to the NFL.
All right, before we go to the break in a couple of moments here, Michigan has written a 137-page answer to the NCAA about the NCAA accusing Michigan and Harbaugh of cheating. Basically,
Harbaugh cheating? Come
on. By stealing the signals of the forthcoming teams that they were going to play by sending one of their people there to steal the signals. And they wrote 137 pages saying it's not us. And we don't care what you say. Is the NCAA at some point going to hit them or no?
No. I'll be honest with you. The NCAA is a feckless unit now. I mean, I don't think anybody even listens to them. I mean, they may slap a wrist here and there, get upset, but I mean, it's just much ado about nothing.
Laura, what do you think? Should the NCAA hammer Michigan, or is Art correct that they're not going to touch them?
Well, should they or will they are two different things. I agree with, I don't think they will do anything. Should they? Who knows? I mean, either you get caught or you don't get caught. It seems like everybody's doing the same thing. So it's kind of luck of the draw if you actually get caught doing it. Michigan got penalized, I think, right? They had
during the season, he sat out.
Harbaugh had to sit out four games, and the Sharon got to coach, Sharon Moore got to coach the team, and he was actually 4-0. So, yeah, you know, I don't know. What'd they do to Harbaugh? Didn't they say he can't come back to college for like X amount of years?
I think there's punishment if he comes back potentially, right. But you know what? You can't change what happened on the field. It's done. They won the games. You're not going to change that. I always think it's interesting when they take stuff away from a team after the fact. I know,
Reggie Bush lost his eyes.
my old college, UMass, was in the Final Four in basketball, and they supposedly took it away. But you know what? I watched the games. It happened, right? You can't really take it away. And then to punish the next wave of Michigan kids for something that may have or may not have happened before them is just not fair. Right,
did
I think
Dr. J did play
at UMass.
Wow, yep. Did you ever get a chance to see him play in college?
No, you know what? So he played in college. I think his last year in college was the year I was born.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't see it.
When you're 127 years old, it's a little different.
But he is—he right, is the most famous guy to ever play there.
With a whole lot more, including Barron Sports Trivia. And we'll see how Andy Barron and Dolores Snoke and 127-year-old Art Source can handle some of these very, very difficult baseball questions. All straight away, sports overnight.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. And I love Barron Sports Trivia, where I ask very simple, easy questions. And we've got champion trivia players like Andy Barron, my cousin, and Laura Snoke, my longtime friend and attorney. And Art Source, 127 years of age. So he should know everything. Let's start with Laura.
No.
Yes.
I hate being first.
You know, everybody's talking about Deion Sanders. Is he going to stay at Colorado? Is his son going to be the first draft pick in the NFL draft? This and that. Of course, he also played baseball. What team did he first play for? Deion Sanders in Major League Baseball.
I had forgotten he actually played baseball. So
no, he did.
I should get credit for just remembering that he actually played baseball.
He's good on stolen bases, and he's an outfielder.
He's a tremendous athlete. There's no question about that.
I know the two teams he played for, but I don't know which one he played for first.
I don't know. I'm terrible. I like things that highlight my strengths, not highlight my weaknesses.
All right, Andy Barron, do you know which team Deion Sanders played for first?
Yeah, I am pretty sure he played for the Yankees first, but I'm not 100% sure. Yeah.
The first Steinbrenner?
Yeah.
They got along?
No, it didn't. No one gets along with them.
Art, is it the Yankees and Steinbrenner?
No, I think it was Cincinnati was the first team, or maybe Atlanta. But I mean, I know he played for all three of those teams, but I'm going to go with Cincinnati.
Well, my cousin is correct. You are incorrect. And Laura didn't guess. So we're going to go on.
So he signed with the Yankees. That was the only team that could afford him.
89 to 91, he played for the Yankees. Yes, he did. All right, this is
Andy
Barron, who's hot one for one. Andy, you ready?
Yep.
Youngest player to ever win the American League batting title. Youngest player ever to win the American League batting title might have been?
I'm not sure. Let me give it some thought.
It happened. It didn't happen in the 20s. Happened later in the.
Oh, later than the 20s.
The 2020s.
1920s.
Okay, 1920s.
Much later.
Boy.
Much later.
I mean, one name comes to mind for me, Andy, and I mean, I'm just going to throw it out there. I mean, I'm thinking possibly Ted Williams.
Ted Williams. Let me throw this out, so Laura can answer it. He was inducted in the Hall of Fame the same day that my guy, Edwin Duke Snyder, was inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Are you asking me?
Come chime right in.
I need hints. I need hints. What team did he play for?
Art, you have any thoughts? Besides Ted Williams?
You know, I was thinking Canigliaro. I was thinking Freddie Lynn.
Not Mickey Mantle.
Ted Williams. Oh, Mickey Mantle's a great choice, too.
He didn't hit for average so much, though, right?
But he did hit 360 one year.
So, hold on. You said inducted the same year You're going to laugh, Fred, because I think of things in terms of baseball cards and rookie cards. So if he was inducted the same year as Duke Snider, that means he started playing in the late 40s to early 50s.
Maybe not. Maybe
I'm going to say
Maybe Duke had to wait a long time.
Oh, that's a good point.
Okay.
Very good point.
It's not bad.
I'm going to guess Al Kaline from the Tigers.
Art, do you think Al Kaline is correct?
I actually like that guess.
You like it?
Yeah.
Laura, do you agree?
Yeah, it's a good guess.
See, my cousin's pretty sharp. He's
but you getting got extra. No.
I never get him, kid.
I never thought you guys were going to get this.
You know, nice,
hint,
Andy.
You know, my hint was going to be the letter in the alphabet after J.
I was going to say alkaline water.
I got to give you credit for none of this.
That was.
I literally think about it in baseball card terms. That's how I sort of know where players played.
I'm impressed. That was awesome.
You know, I know so much baseball trivia when I was a kid because I read every baseball book in my local library. But then I went to law school and I just all that baseball trivia just went out of my brain.
There's only so much room, right?
Let me ask you guys a question.
Yeah.
I said this before. I've been on 5 game shows. Okay. So I can answer some questions on some subjects. I watch Jeopardy again almost every night. I can't believe that these people know everything about everything. I mean, Andy, you have any thoughts?
Yeah, you know, my knowledge sort of begins and ends with sports, so I don't know how they do it.
I don't know that either.
I mean, Art, let me ask you something. If you were on trying for Jeopardy, what subjects besides sports do you think you'd do very well on?
I do pretty good in that. I mean, I like to watch the show and you know, guess my stuff. I shoot about 60%. But I mean, these people are unbelievable. They are just sharper than a tack. I mean, and it amazes me how good they really are. Because, I mean,
there's this 25 or 30-year-old kid who made the quarterfinals now of the Tournament of Champions that I can't believe. I mean, he's 25 or 30 years old. He knows everything about everything. I mean, it's like, okay, I can answer some geography questions. I can answer sports. I can answer American history. What the blank blank do I know about Samoa? I mean,
well, it's an American Samoa, and then they
you know, given that we can get that information at the touch of a click, it doesn't really seem to be a good use of one's time to be focused on. Having information is not necessarily compute to having wisdom about
such, that company that screwed the stock market up earlier this week from China, Deep, whatever they're called. They found out today that they had basically stolen everything directly from ChatGPT. And, you know, that's how they could do it for $5 million. They basically just took everything off the internet and put it all together. And that's how they, I mean, Chinese are amazing, you guys, because they don't want to develop anything. They just want to steal what we have. It's beautiful.
All right, Art, you ready for the question?
Paying back for the opium wars, right?
Art, you ready?
I'm ready.
Name of the ballpark in Cooperstown, New York.
That's easy.
Easy. Art, any idea?
Like it. Well, let's see. Who came?
Name of the ballpark in Cooperstown.
It's not Cy Young. Go ahead, Andy, if you got it.
It's Doubleday Field.
Abner Doubleday Field.
You say it's Doubleday?
I'm saying it's Doubleday.
Laura, I think we got to go with it, Laura.
I've been there. I got to get this ask right.
I would just name it Cooperstown.
This is Cooperstown Stadium.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so Andy's 3 for 3.
Well, he is eating it up.
But the game is named after him, so how is he even eligible to play?
All right, here we go.
I think you should start out with a handicap.
1971, Andy. You ready?
Yeah.
Major League All-Star.
Year I was born, by the way, Fred.
Okay. Major League All-Star game. Reggie Jackson hit a 500-foot home run to win it. Well, no, he didn't. They had won the game, but it wasn't the last batter. But anyways, who gave up the home run in the 1971 All-Star game to the Hall of Famer Reggie Jackson?
And what was he on?
What was he on?
That's a true story, by the way.
Any idea?
You know what? I've watched that clip 1,000 times, and I've only watched the home run. I've never bothered to see who was pitching. And clearly, like I said, depending
there's
on
two great pitchers that both went by this name, and both were partiers.
Laura, you have any idea?
No.
Is it? Is it J.R. Richard?
Close.
J.R. Richard, the big tall guy.
He was later, but he was on something. That's why I know.
Doc Ellis.
Doc Ellis.
And he was presumably on LSD when he did it.
Folks, you can, of course, email us at sportsfred@AO.com, sportsfred@AO.com.
Do you remember a guy named McBean? I don't even remember a pitcher named McBean.
I don't know who that is.
I don't either.
A right-hander who threw very, very hard for the Pirates in the same time period, obviously, as
71, yeah.
Yeah. Come back with more on Sports Overnight America right after.
The Columbia Interchange system was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 11/16, in-store only.
The holidays are coming, and Lowe's is here to help you get ready. Right now, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an additional $75 on select cooking appliances, $899 or more. And get even more of an interior refresh with up to 40% off select vanities and free delivery. Because Lowe's knows holiday hosting. Valid through 10/16. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Check, check, and check. That's the sound of me getting a jump start on my holiday list. But I can't take all the credit. Kohl's makes it too easy. I got my daughter a mini instant camera, my husband his favorite cologne, my sister Koolaburra by UGG slippers, and that's just the beginning. Then I got 20% off some of my other gifts. Yep, it doesn't get better than Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid to November 23rd. Coupons do not apply to Tech, Sephora at Kohl's, and Koolaburra by UGG. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hey, back right now on Sports Overnight America with a good friend attorney Laura Snoke, with my cousin Andy Barron back in Connecticut, and with Art Source back in Pennsylvania. He runs Galaxy Sports. There's so much of talking about in the wonderful and wacky world of sports. We know nobody on Sunday is going to watch of course, the Pro Bowl. We know a lot of people are going to watch the Super Bowl. $8 million per spot, no question about that. Article in USA Today this week about great quarterbacks. And basically they're saying in this era, outside of Brady, it's only Mahomes. Do you see any of the guys that are now playing turning into one of those quarterbacks that nobody ever forgets? My first thought would be Joe Burrow or Herbert with the Chargers. But Art, I mean, you've played with a lot of them. Well, who do you think?
I think Joe Burrow has the ability, if he gets a defense, to be able to be comparable to their offense. And I know they got rid of their defensive coordinator, Lou Arumo, and they hired a new defensive coordinator. I think Joe Burrow has the potential to do that. I think Josh Allen also has the potential to be there amongst the younger guys. I'm a huge Herbert fan, but what I saw in the playoff game that last year and this year, there's something amiss somewhere in that whole process to me. Maybe the fact that he has no wide receivers could be with it, but I don't really see it other than Joe Burrow.
Laura, of the quarterbacks playing now, who might turn into like a super stud?
I don't know. I like Joe Burrow, but I really like Jaden Daniels. I think he's got so much potential. He has such a great season, and he has that about him that it's really unusual for somebody so young. And but you know, time will tell. That's the whole point of sports, is that you get these athletes that are so great for one or two years, but to have that longevity, I mean, that's when you really separate the super really good ones from, you know, just the everyday good ones.
Art, you played for USC. What about Williams, the new coach?
Caleb Williams has a lot of talent, and maybe Ben Johnson can, you know, develop that talent in Chicago. I just think he needs to settle down and let the game come to him a little bit. I think a lot of young quarterbacks have to do that. It's really tough, though. I mean, to be in that situation, you have to have a team around you. I mean, Andy knows that Tom Brady was a great quarterback, sixth-round draft pick, but he also had a team around him. They had a great special teams, excellent defenses, and, you know, I look at Kansas City, and, you know, you look at all the MVP candidates this year in the NFL, including Jaden Daniels, and yet Mahomes went 15-2, had a great season. I mean, a great season, not numerically, but all they did was win. And that's like Bart Starr. Bart Starr was that kind of quarterback too. You know, are you a system quarterback? I mean, or are you a Dan Marino kind of guy? I just think it's going to be hard to win 7 world championships, in my opinion.
All right, so let me throw out a question. Super Bowl, Fox has it. Brady's good doing color. Probably his last game doing color since he owns 7% of the Raiders. All right, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 to 10, Laura, how would you rate this year the work of Tom Brady doing color on Fox?
I thought he started out pretty bad. I thought he got better as the season went on. He has sort of an annoying voice, though. I mean, he tends to get really excited and kind of his voice goes up a register, which has sort of surprised me listening to him. But I think he did pretty well. I give him like a 7.5, 8, you know.
All right. Andy Barron, you're certainly a Brady guy. Yeah, how would you rate him? 1 through 10 color on Fox.
So Tom Brady can do no wrong, right? But you know what? I don't think he's great. I actually wouldn't give him as high a score as already stated. He's clearly knowledgeable in the game, but I don't think he's comfortable in front of a camera. He also, interestingly, doesn't get as much information, right? He's not privy to the same pregame research because of his affiliation with the Raiders. It just doesn't seem like a good fit for him. I think it's probably, you know, maybe his last time. If I had to give him a 1 to 10, I'd probably give him like a 6.5, 7.
Art, what do you think?
I think he was a 5 for the first half of the season, and I'd give him a 7 for the second half of the season. And I think he would really behoove having another guy in there, like a Greg Olsen, that he could play off of. Because Burkhart is pretty dry. I mean, of all the play-by-play announcers in the NFL, Kevin does a good job doing the game, but I don't think he brings out the best in the announcers. And that's where I think having a guy like Greg Olsen that could play off of Tom Brady, and maybe, you know, that would have been a really good thing. I thought that would have been an ideal situation. And now we're hearing that Greg Olsen, you know, feels like he's been left out. They're not even going to use him in any capacity in the Super Bowl in New Orleans, which I don't understand. The guy's really good at what he does.
You know, I 100% agree with Laura. I think Tom Brady's voice is not what I would expect doing color. I mean, and as Laura says it, it gets high at some point when he gets excited. That's not like a color commentator to me. I mean, a good color commentator to me. I don't know. It's just my thought.
I think Collinsworth is, I really like Collinsworth. I think he's great. He's got that sort of great gestalt about him. And he's, you know, he knows a lot. And he's just very personal.
And he's self-effacing, too. He makes fun of himself, you know, which I kind of like.
I like that team.
But Laura, let me ask you a question. You think Jack Collinsworth had an in? Or do you think he got it purely on his talent?
Well, he's been there for a while, so he probably did have an in. But
and so did Chris Sims.
But he's still performing pretty well. So, hey, you know.
So yeah, that's what it's all. Well, how about in broadcasting it, play-by-play? I mean, you look at, you know, CBS's number two guy, and now the new voice of network television, you know, is an Eagle.
You know, Chris Long, the son of Howie Long, does TV. You know, he gave his entire final season salary to a charity, and I forgot which one now, but
awesome is that?
He gave it all away.
Kind of like Warwick Dunn.
Yeah, that's
one of those
same
kind
thing.
Of guys. Yeah.
And you watch him on TV, he's very good too, but you knew that he's a caring guy, and that doesn't hurt. Folks, how would you rate Tom Brady's work? I don't think he'll be working next year as a color commentator, because I wouldn't want to. I mean, at 7%, he owns 7% of the Raiders. I don't think it's a way to go if you leave him on the air. But how would you rate it? SportsFred@AOL.com. SportsFred@AOL.com. All right, off that topic, got to throw this one out there. College basketball, UCLA and USC in the Big Ten. Do you know that 4 games, 1 at home and 3 on the road 2 weeks ago, the UCLA team traveled 7,700 miles through the air.
Wow.
Now, it's what happened on Wednesday.
Did they get called for traveling?
Well, you know, it's I hate flying. And again, the Wednesday night thing is beyond belief. But 7,700 miles they traveled for 4 games.
Wow.
So, first of all, they shouldn't have gone to the Big Ten. But secondly, you don't play 1 on the road, 1 at home, then 2 on the road.
So they did the Rutgers to then they got to go to Oregon now again or something like that.
The point being, it's far enough, 3,000 miles or 2,500 miles. Every time you travel Eastern, you put all the road games together and the home games together. So it's a horrible move by USC and UCLA, in my opinion. Hey, Andy, you haven't been on in a period of time here. I don't know your thoughts. What about USC and UCLA going to the Big Ten? You're 3,000 miles away. Does that make any sense to you?
It makes no sense. And it makes sense financially from a football standpoint, right? And that's really what drove all this. And we talked about this, I think, on the show a long time ago when this whole thing was being discussed, that, you know, they looked at football in a vacuum. It's all the other sports that have the worst impact of this, right? These, quote, student athletes that don't just play once a week on Saturday, that play games all throughout the week in non-revenue generating sports, that now have to travel all over the country to participate in the sport that they are, you know, they're scholarshiped in. And
now,
does
that mean that the universities, Andy, should the universities like get their own charter jets? I mean, would that make sense Because, I mean, you could have the, like, the volleyball team and the golf team and the tennis team travel, you know, for the weekend game. I mean,
The question is, how many jets do you need, right? There's all these teams, and you know, would they ever do that for the non-revenue generating teams? Maybe basketball can afford it. Could you know, women's volleyball afford that? Could swimming afford that? Could probably not, right? And the schools probably don't want to invest that money.
Well, I'll tell you what, at UCLA and USC, women's basketball is probably more popular than anything but football.
Sure. But there's still only a handful of revenue generating sports, right, in all these schools.
Art, let me ask you a question. When I first started in this business, I did some talk radio, and somebody said, how come you don't do play-by-play? You grew up with Vin Scully and all this. And I said, yeah, but I hate flying. Let me ask you a question. With what happened on Wednesday night, and you've done a lot of play-by-play, how do you feel about flying?
You know, I used to love it, Fred, and I got to be in my early 50s, and I just – for some reason, I was done, because I had flown all over the world playing golf, broadcasting baseball, and, you know, doing different things. And I felt waking up in a hotel room after 25 years just did not intrigue me at all. And I can see where guys like John Madden, if you've ever been in a situation, I've had some pretty harrowing incidents happen while I've been flying. And I think the older you get, the more you start to realize how you have no control, and not that we have any control anyway, in essence, but you know, am I doing the right thing here? You know, it doesn't intrigue me much. I still do it occasionally, but boy, I'll tell you what, I like to have a couple of pops and woohoo, say a couple of Hail Marys and off we go.
You know, we talk about the word greed in sports, G-R-E-E-D. On Wednesday or Thursday, I heard Senator Kaine from Virginia, who ran for vice president with Hillary. And he said that the Reagan airport, so maximum is supposed to be 15 million a year.
I saw that.
And they're over 20 million a year. So Andy Barron, let me ask you, does the word greed come into play here?
Yeah, it certainly does. Or, you know, and the airlines have changed quite a bit, right? Where, you know, there's fewer flights. They're always packed. The prices are higher now as a result. I got to tell you, Fred, I travel a lot, unfortunately, for work, and I don't enjoy it either. The only thing I can say, which is interesting and unfortunately doesn't help sports people who have to travel, COVID changed the world in a lot of ways. And one of the ways it changed it from a business standpoint is I used to travel 3 out of every 4 weeks a month. And now I only have to travel, you know, 1 or 2 weeks a month, because a lot of my meetings that would have been in person are just like we're doing right now.
Yeah, the Zoom has made a huge effect. It's made a huge
and with that, I mean, I think that when I stopped traveling so much, I realized how much I didn't enjoy traveling.
And you know what's amazing about what you said, Fred? And this is something that people don't realize. BWI, which is a huge airport, Baltimore, Washington.
Yep.
You have Dulles, Reagan, and BWI. You have three really big airports right there. Plus, you got Philly, which isn't that far away. And I've always wondered why. Because, I mean, when you go to my sister-in-law works for the Senate, and she does a lot of work, and she lives right there in the condo, where if you looked out of her window, you could see the Potomac. I mean, it's right there on the Potomac. And, I mean, I watched the planes come in to Reagan, and it's pretty scary how low they fly. And I mean, you're talking about how far from, you know, the Senate, from the House of Representatives, the Capitol building, the White House. I mean, it is.
But Artie, that's the reason why people like to fly in and out of there, right? Is because it's right. It's basically right downtown.
It's convenient. You're 100% right.
Dulles is a little bit of a
wrap things up on sports overnight.
1 out of 2 Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. We're talking about flying, and certainly in the world of sports, flying plays a most important part. And we know what happened on Wednesday. Disaster, beyond belief. Part of the U.S. Figure skating team and their moms were in that plane that didn't make it. Laura, let me ask you about flying. Are you a flyer? Do you feel like Art, that you don't have any control when you're up there? Or what are your thoughts about flying and what happened on Wednesday?
I didn't fly very much as a kid, as a young person. I used to be really nervous on planes. My husband traveled a ton. I mean, he traveled overseas a lot for his jobs, different jobs. And when he got United, I forget what it was called now, but it's the $10,000 miles a year or 100,000 miles a year club. So I started flying first class. That kind of cured me of my fear of flying, because it's less scary when you're in the
champagne, please.
You know, champagne problems, right? To quote another Taylor Swift song. But you know, that this accident, I don't know if you've all seen the clips of it, but it's very weird. I mean, I don't understand how that helicopter didn't see. They seem like they could have seen each other. I just read this morning that they were understaffed in the controller room. I mean,
they only had one. They're supposed to have two.
You know, something, you know, it has something to do with DEI. I mean, I can tell you that. But
yeah, right. I've heard it all after that statement.
Yeah. So you know. But I think, you know, there's obviously going to be an investigation, although I understand the FAA is pretty gutted right now, but who knows? But yeah, I mean, I was thinking this morning, I'm not sure I certainly wouldn't fly a low cost airline because I just don't trust their maintenance. I mean,
Think of the pressure. Think of the pressure. When there's planes coming to three different airports, three different landing areas, you know, you've got probably the most visible area right above, you know, Washington, D.C. I mean, then there's one person in charge of all that. That's got to be so much pressure. That's worse than being a brain surgeon.
Well, and then there's all the air closure issues.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
let's end this hour of Sports Overnight America. Let me just state this. You know, when I used to work in Las Vegas, I'd fly on Monday afternoon and I'd fly back Friday night. And okay, fine and dandy. But you figure it out. If you go to the airport, you got to wait a half hour or an hour and whatever. And it almost ends up, if you drive or take a bus, you get there almost the same time as if you fly. I go in that direction. For Art, for Mario, for Laura, for my cousin Andy. Stay up all night for more of Sports Overnight America.